Good morning, RVA. It's 70 degrees and the rain should taper off sometime this morning. Later today, you can expect cool temperatures in the low 80s and plenty of clouds. Enjoy! Water cooler. Mark Robinson, formerly of Richmond Magazine, now of the Richmond Times-Dispatch, congratulations, was at last night's Richmond School Board meeting to see what they decided to do about George Mason Elementary School. Drum roll, the board will keep students in the failing building, dump some cash into immediate repairs, and begin working towards constructing a new facility. Keep in mind that the school board does not have the final say over their budget and will need city council and the mayor to include funding for this project in the coming budget cycle, upwards of $30 million. That, of course, doesn't include repairs to any of the other crumbling buildings or construction of any new facilities across the district. I see a return of folks lining up at council's public budget hearings begging for more money for schools in our near future. It's only August and I'm already feeling budget season anxiety. Related, I guess, is this superintendent search survey from Richmond Public Schools. It's open to staff, students, parents, and community members, which is just about every human living in Richmond, so no excuses. I'm old enough to remember the 2014 effort to spend $250,000 of city money on a new sign for the front of Carytown. You can see those old plans here. Nothing says Carytown like the air conditioner font, I guess. Anyway, the Merchants Association will raise private funds this time around to build a smaller, scaled-down, hopefully not fake retro vibe sign. Brad Kuttner at Style Weekly has more details. If you're looking for a way to get directly involved with the civic process, the city needs 200 folks to work the November 7th election as election officers. It's not a ton of money, $130 for at least a 14-hour day, but you'll be responsible for making sure democracy works. How awesome is that? I will always read a couple hundred words about rotisserie meat, including this piece by Genevieve Steele at Richmond Magazine describing the difference between Chicken Fiesta and Super Rico. One major difference, the former is easily accessible from the Pulse. Vox has explained the new sanctions against North Korea in fewer than 500 words with this piece titled The New Sanctions Against North Korea Explained in Under 500 Words. Sports! Squirrels return home to face the Portland Sea Dogs tonight at 6:35 p.m. Tickets are available online. Nats meted out justice against the Marlins 3-2. They'll continue the series tonight at 7:05 p.m. This morning's long read is titled, What Happens When Poor Kids Are Taught Society is Fair? It's important to talk about the realities of systemic inequity with kids, and I guess with adults too. Here's an excerpt. If young folks see themselves being discriminated against, they've been told that a system is fair, and they experience things that are unfair, they will begin to reject this particular system and engage in behaviors that will not be to their betterment, he explained. Stovall said it's critical to guide young people from defiant resistance, defying what they've learned to be true regarding a just and fair system for all, to transformative resistance, developing a critical understanding of the historical context of U.S. society. Educators, he said, play a crucial role in this work. This morning's Instagram is by Instagram user Alex Wheeler Media and is a picture of a pond at Pocahontas State Park. You can find links to all these stories and more in the show notes or on gmrva.com.